The United Kingdom's religious hatred bill sees a compromise. Buckner-supported orphanages in Guatemala survive Hurricane Stan, and a radio ministry celebrates more than a half century of outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's been what appears to be a compromise in the United Kingdom's controversial religious hatred bill. An amendment shifts the burden of proof and forces the accuser to prove intent. Controlling free speech can open the door for other restrictions. When asked whether they could enact such a bill, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says there's already precedent.
We have seen laws like this have passed in Victoria State in Australia. There's a law along similar lines in Canada having to do with talking against homosexuality. So the short answer is yes, they can, if they can get enough votes in the parliament.
Nettleton says while mission agencies are concerned, the course of action is obvious.
Pray that Christians within the government there and Christians within the society in the UK will speak out very forcefully against this. We can also pray for revival in that country. Pray that there will just be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Meanwhile, airplanes are an essential part of missions work in Papua New Guinea, but a highly refined gasoline known as avgas is expensive and in short supply. Wycliffe Associates President Bruce Smith says that there are fewer planes using it and fewer refineries producing it.
The fleets of airplanes that are serving missionaries in remote places around the world that are designed to run on this kind of fuel are no longer able to find this kind of fuel. So we're in the process of helping convert these fleets by buying newer airplanes that run off of less expensive and more available jet fuel.
The new airplane they're looking at is the Kodiak, specifically designed for missionary use. Smith says if these planes aren't replaced in Papua New Guinea,
basically, Bible translation will come to a standstill in these kind of locations. The geography is such that it really is impossible in any practical sense to reach the tribes that are still needing Bible translation without air transportation.
Funding is needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. When Guatemala recovered from the damage that Hurricane Mitch left behind, Tropical Storm Stan appeared. The mudslide devastation and loss of life has traumatized the region. Several Buckner-supported orphanages in Guatemala are in affected areas, but none of them sustained significant damage. But with areas inaccessible, aid has been a problem. Buckner short-term teams got a disaster relief shipment ready for distribution as soon as they could. In doing so, they hope to minister to both the physical and spiritual needs of the orphans. Next, word has come to Audio Scripture Ministries of a unique outreach potential. A blind pastor has learned how to use the tape talk too. He received the player from the health center along with a set of New Testament cassettes in Haitian Creole. It's a ministry to those in society's exile, a new avenue previously unexplored.
They really are, in most cases, the outcasts. They find themselves outside of the mainstream because without sight, they're unable to provide for their own needs, and it's almost beyond comprehension that they would be able to take care of the needs of other people.
That's ASM's Tom Dudenhofer. He says the pastor was a student at the Haitian Society for the Blind. It's exciting because his work is setting a unique example for the sighted.
This is especially thrilling because here's a blind pastor who wants to learn how he can better minister to other blind people in an area where he really won't be getting rich ever from this particular kind of work.
And finally, Words of Hope is celebrating over a half century of ministry. What began as a dream in July of 1945 has grown into a broadcast outreach with international impact. Today, Words of Hope programs are heard in several dozen languages every day on hundreds of radio stations and internet websites all over the world. Their priority now focuses on international missionary broadcasts in the world's spiritually neediest languages. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulleted inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.